This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party endorses the political report presented by the party chairman Duo. Meeting formally rejects the political map released by the Indian government unilaterally. 11 parties submit application at the Election Commission for the election of National Assembly to be held on 23rd January 2020, and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Citizenship Amendment Act not anti-Muslim as protests continue across India. Now the news in detail. The ruling Nepal Communist Party has decided to hold its Central Committee meeting from January 8, 2020. The upcoming Central Committee meeting would be the second of its kind after the unification of the then CPN-UML and CPN-Maoist Center. Likewise, the Standing Committee meeting of the party concluded yesterday had instructed to finalize the organizational tasks of the unification process within 15 days prior to the Central Committee meeting. The Nepal Communist Party Standing Committee meeting that started from December 15 had ended yesterday by endorsing the political document submitted by Party Chairman K.P. Sharma Oli and Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. Likewise, the meeting passed the statute amendment proposal of Party General Secretary Vishnu Prasad Paudel by giving the final touch after incorporating the feedback and ideas. As decided, the statute would be tabled in the upcoming Central Committee meeting. Likewise, the ruling party's Central Standing Committee meeting has formally rejected the political map released by the Government of India even by incorporating of the Nepali land of East from the Kali River. The meeting has drawn its serious attention to the land encroachment in Kalapani, Lipu Lake and Limpiadhura and has decided to take necessary steps to send the Indian security personnel back. A press statement released by party spokesperson Narayan Kajasrestha after the meeting has stated that the meeting laid emphasis on diplomatic and political efforts to resolve the issues of border dispute. The meeting also wished for the speedy recovery of Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli by expressing confidence that he would return to the regular job soon after his full recovery. A total of 11 political parties have submitted their applications to register the party for upcoming National Assembly election. The Election Commission has said 11 parties including Nepal Communist Party, Nepali Congress, Nepal Socialist Party and Rashtriya Janata Party have registered their names for the election. The Nepali Congress has urged the government to lead a dialogue with China to issue transit visas to Nepali at Hong Kong. A team of leaders led by Nepali Congress Balkrishna Khand met with Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyawali and urged to lead an initiative to issue transit visa to Nepali at Hong Kong. Meanwhile, Minister Gyawali assured of leading initiatives to have transit visa for Nepali, saying he was informed about the problem so caused by the lack of transit visa at Hong Kong. The government has decided to establish Defence University at the Perung Danda of Banipa Municipality of Kaveri Palanchak District. The recent meeting of the Council of Ministers has given permission to establish the university at the place. The proposed university is expected to produce skilled manpower in national security, defence and strategic policy sectors. The skilled manpower will further assist the government in the policy formulation sector, in international relations, diplomacy, security and defence mechanism. The Delegated Legislation and Government Assurances Committee under the National Assembly has decided to talk about the government's decision on campaign of adding border security posts in controlling cross-border crimes with Home Minister. Chair of the committee Ram Narayan Bidari said the committee has decided to call Home Minister Ram Bahadur Thapa, shunning the days set for House session. Committee Chair Bidari further said yesterday's meeting of the committee gave responsibility of studying the National Reconstruction Authority's financial report of last fiscal year to the Government Assurance Subcommittee. Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa has stressed on the effective implementation of laws. Addressing the concluding session of the second National Conference of Government Attorneys in Kathmandu yesterday, Home Minister Rambhadu Thapa said only the effective implementation of the existing laws would inculcate faith of people in government institutions. Also speaking on the occasion, Attorney General Agni Kharel said the units implementing laws should be free from undue pressures and influences. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Yogesh Bhattarai has urged all the stakeholders to mark the Visit Nepal Year 2020 as a grand festival. Talking to the representatives of the educational institutions as a part of preparation for the Visit Nepal Year in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Bhattarai said all should mark Visit Nepal Year with cooperation and coordination. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Khatiwada has asked the monitoring bodies to increase vigilance as the trains displaying fake transaction have increased lately. Addressing an interaction on honest business practice against corruption and fraud organized by Nepal Chartered Accountants in Kathmandu yesterday, Finance Minister drew the attention of the Chartered Accountants to the verification of fake accounts by the professionals. Meantime, Finance Minister Dr. Khatiwada said the process of amending various acts and laws, including Nepal Rashtra Bank Act and Bank and Financial Institution Act, to ensure financial fiscal transparency rather and good governance. The Supreme Court on Sunday issued an interim order not to cut the trees for the construction of Nizgarh International Airport. A division bench of Chief Justice Cholinder Samsaya Rana and Justice Kumar Regmi made the order in the name of the government bodies. Prior to this, the Supreme Court on 6th December had ordered to put the job of cutting trees on the site on hold. The Supreme Court had summoned both the sides for discussions over the issue on Sunday. Earlier, on 11 November, the Supreme Court had also directed the government to submit the Environmental Impact Assessment, EIA report and other documents. You are listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन एस्ट्रिक 1415 ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back and again we continue with the rest of the updates. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has defended a contentious citizenship law his government passed as protesters continue to demonstrate against the new legislation that excludes Muslims. Indian Prime Minister Modi took the stage at a rally in New Delhi on Sunday to launch his Bharatiya Janata Party campaign for the capital legislative assembly elections in February. But he quickly turned to address the contentious law and the ensuing nationwide protest that have left at least 23 people dead. The Citizenship Amendment Act, CAA, that was passed in Parliament earlier this month allows Hindus, Christians and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can show they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan and Afghanistan. It does not apply to Muslims, however. Critics have slammed the legislation as a violation of India's secular constitution and have called it the latest effort by Modi's government to marginalize the country's 200 million Muslims. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has warned that his country cannot handle a new refugee wave from Syria. Tens of thousands of people have fled towards the Turkish border amid increased bombardment of the rebel-held Idlib province in northwest Syria. Turkey already hosts some 3.7 million Syrian refugees, the largest refugee population in the world. Erdogan warned that a new influx would be felt by all European countries. Up to 3 million people live in Idlib province, the last major region in Syria, still held by rebel fighters and jihadists opposed to President Bashar al-Assad. The leader of New South Wales state in Australia says catastrophic fire conditions have almost completely razed one Australian community. She said there was not much left of the town of Balmoral, southwest of Sydney, where about 400 people live. Firefighters are struggling to contain bushfires burning across several states amid dry and hot conditions. Since September, Australia's bushfire emergency has killed at least 9 people, destroyed hundreds of homes and scorched millions of hectares of land. On Sunday, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison apologised for causing great anxiety by going on holiday during the monitoring crisis. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting Division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the eastern hilly region and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 20.3 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4.2 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the lines once again. Standing committee meeting of the Nepal Communist Party endorses the political report presented by the party chairman duo. Meeting formally rejects the political map released by the Indian government unilaterally. 11 parties submit application at the Election Commission for the election of National Assembly to be held on 23rd January 2020. And Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Citizenship Amendment Act not anti-Muslim as protests continue across India. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.